Parsha Sotim, we find the pasuk Yipolacha Davar LeMishpat, Ben Dam LeDam, Ben Din LeDin, Ben Nega LeNega. A person has a difficulty, a shaila lahalacha, to come to Balisa. You have to consult the Sanhedrin, the Sefer HaChinuch writes, you have to consult the Chachmei Hador, and their decision is going to be bound by the Isser of Lo Sasu. But the Gaon is bothered, Naderes Leo, by a simple question. Can't it be sufficient for the pasuk to say, Ki Yipolacha Davar LeMishpat, and then Vekamta Valisa? Why does the pasuk have to be so specific? Ben Dam LeDam, Ben Din LeDin, Ben Nega LeNega. Why is that critical? And I'll tell you two fascinating terutzim. One of the Gaon, and one of the Ariza. The Gaon writes the following. You know, when you look, for example, throughout Shas, it's very common to have a binyanav, a memotzinu. There is a line in Tosefta in Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, that kol haTorah kula inyan echad. All of Torah is one vast topic. And therefore, you have a right to decide that, you know, that we learn this halacha here, we have a right to place it there. But when you look in certain sugyas, the Gemara has certain limitations. The Gemara tells us in Barachas and Afyates, Nivamus Tavkov Gimel, that Isur Mimamona lo yalfinan, Isur Meituma lo gamrinan. Sometimes you have to be careful about crossing domains. Mamon, Isur, Tuma, each one of them has their own mechanisms, their own dynamics. The Gaon writes the following chiddush that's implied in this pasuk, lahalacha. After all, there's a difference between dam and din in ega. Dam, the Gaon writes, is a reference to iser veheter, whether something is mutter, whether something is aser. Din is a reference to whether chayiv or pater. And the psak halach of nega is whether something is tame, whether something is tahar. The Gaon writes that these are individual chelkei haTorah. Not every shaila is exactly the same. And therefore one has to be careful. Is this a shaila of iser veheter? Is this a shayla, for example, of Dine Mamonos? Is this a shayla of Tumah V'Tahara? I would add just simply the following. Let's assume Ki Yipolacha Davar LeMishpat, that there's a suffix. How do you paskin when it comes to a din suffix? You know what the answer is? It really depends on whether it is Isser, Mamon, or Tumah. In a case of Isser, you're going to paskin Brachos Kafalef, that Sveika Daraisa is L'chumra. If it's a case of Mammon, for example, a case of Safek, you're going to paskin differently. If it's a Safek of Tuma, Taros Paragvav, you're going to paskin very differently. A Safek Tuma Shusarabim is Sveikot Tahor, Vishusayachit, Sveikot Tame. When you're being Machri, a Safek, you have to know whether it's Dam or whether it's Din, whether it's Nega. And therefore, the Gaon writes, the Torah emphasizes there's a seamlessness, a holistic nature to Toras Hashem, but there are chelkei haTorah. There's a difference between areas of dam and din and nega. In Lamdus, a very fascinating biur. But I'll tell you something very frightening that the Arizal writes. He interprets, this is quoted in the Kutei Torah, V'chaim Vital, here in this Shabbos' Parsha. Take a look. It's something which is striking. Sometimes in life, ki yipolacha davar LeMishpat, something happens, and perhaps inappropriately, we question the mishpat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is this really fair? Is this really appropriate? Ki yipolacha davar LeMishpat. You witness something that seems tragic, and you wonder why. How could this possibly happen? The Arizal says the following. Ben dam ledam is a reference to kisui hadam. Kisui hadam. The Arizal writes, so frightening. Isn't there a chiyuv of kisui hadam? You're shochet echaya, you're shochet an oaf. You have to make sure the blood is covered. Blood should not be built in mechusa. And Arizal writes that how often in the history of our people was dam spilled and there was no kvura, there was no mitzvah of kisui hadam, but somehow tragically the dam remained uncovered. Imagine ki yipolacha davar LeMishpat, ben dam ledam, the suffering of Klal Yisrael, as opposed to a mitzvah, kisui hadam. Ben din the din, Arizal writes, isn't there a din when it comes to dam? Oso vesveno, lo sishchatu biyom echad. Imagine when it comes to behema. There's nisrvoso espino. After all, the mother, it's vlad. You can't engage in shkita simultaneously in the same day. And the Arizal writes that how often did we experience that in the history of our people? That there were mass slaughters of oso vespino biomechad. And benegel and ega, the Arizal writes, you know, a kohen is about to declare this is a bayis samanuga. You know, but the kohen gives us a certain window of time. Ufino es habayis. The kohen tells us that, you know what, I'm about to make that declaration, but I give you an opportunity. Take everything out in order that it doesn't become tame. And yet the Arizal writes that we suffered a churban habayis, and so many of the kelim were absolutely destroyed, and we didn't have such an opportunity of ufino es habayis. That the Arizal writes is part of ki yipalach hadav lemishma. We look at the dinei hatorah. We look at Kisri Hadam, and we look at Osa Vespino, and Tumas Nagoyim, and you wonder if that's true in those contexts. So why is it that throughout our history, Knesset Yisrael suffers? The Arizal writes is, Ki Palich Avda Mishma. And Vahatshuva B'chol Zeh, Hatshuva B'chol Zeh, Ben Dam Ledam, Ben Dinda Negel Regra, Divrei Rivos B'sharecha. That's the Arizal. You know what the answer is? Machlokes. Machlokes. That's what gives rise to an incredible suffering. Knesset Yisrael can endure as long as there's a sense of an achdus of who we are. But once, for example, is divrei b'sharecha, all bets are off. In such a case, we're judged as yichidim with the midas hadin and not as the midas hachesed that applies to Knesset Yisrael as a whole. That's the Chiddush of the Arizal in this pasuk. It's something which speaks to us during Chodesh Elul. So much of the Kedushas Hayom, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, when it comes to Yom Kippur, when it comes to the Koach HaTshuva, is the fact that we're part of a tzibur. You don't approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a yochid, but rather as a collective whole. The tkios which are Seder HaBrachos, Vidui, as the Rambam describes in the Tfilas Hatzibur. You can sing Vidui, as long as you do so together as Hatzibur. But if you try simply to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an island by yourself, then certainly not. You're not going to be able to necessarily experience and tap into that sense of Amidus HaChesed. And that's so true when it comes to Avodas Hashem. Every person individually has to soar. Every person individually has to see to it that you invest in growing as an absolute ben Torah. But you have to recognize, you're part of a collective whole. You're part of our yeshiva. You're part of a sense of chaverim that will aid you in this process. And you have to be able to take advantage of it. You know, we're sitting in a beis medrash this morning, such an outstanding kol Torah. I don't want this to be only the beginning of this month, because it's Chodesh Elul. But you know what? I want even midterms, even during finals, to be able to see this type of Kol Torah, where literally Talmidim don't have seats, and we're going to do everything we can to accommodate that need. If we can do this together, you know what? That's considered to be the incredible schus that we have of the schus HaTzibur, to be able to emerge Zaka B'din. And if Rachman Litzlan, we let any sense of dissension infiltrate, then don't be so surprised. Don't raise the question of ki polach adavra l'mishpat. The secret to understanding the chesed mishpat HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our ability as a single unit, chativach, as to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Baruch Hashem, this man has begun in the most magnificent way. So many new Talmidim who are looking to grow in the Torah Hashem and looking to the old Talmidim to serve as that example. Take the time, welcome the new Talmidim. We're all in this together. We're all trying to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu as best as we can. And Bezras Hashem, that will be Ma'orah, Racham Eshamayim, to be able to experience absolute Yeshua, to be able to see to it that this Zman is considered to be nothing short of a magnificent Kiddush Shem Shamayim, Benadol Namakom, and Benadol Lechav Heroism.